The National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Batoi, briefing the Justice Committee in Parliament yesterday, along with other senior law enforcement and justice cluster officials as well. From what we've been told so far, around 2,000 people have been arrested. That was the number by late Tuesday, and all of this to do with that violence as well. Let's speak now to Advocate Mthunzi Maiga, who is the NPA spokesperson. Advocate Maiga, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. These cases are being investigated by the Hawks, some by the Crimes Against the State Unit, but the NPA is responsible for prosecuting them, and that process now underway.
That process is underway. Unfortunately, we have not been able to be furnished with evidence that points to serious offences like crimes against the state, terrorism, sedition, treason, insurrection. For now, the most serious offence that we have charged people with, that we have arrested, that we have prosecuted, or that we are prosecuting, is incitement to commit public violence, as you've seen in respect of the four accused that have appeared in court and were remanded in custody. But as and when evidence unravels those offences, we will not hesitate to charge those people with those offences.
In other words, what that really means in plain English is that the people behind this insurrection haven't been arrested yet, because you haven't brought these charges yet. I understand that's something you can't answer to, but I think that paints a clear enough picture for us. Tunzi, I do want to just ask you about something else we're talking about here, and I know you've been answering questions around this. The police officers that are going in and looking for stolen items, repossessing that, what is the law around whether or not they need a search warrant? Because there are some concerns that people that law enforcement authorities are going in without search warrants into people's homes.
Importantly, is the fact that for every search and seizure, you need a warrant of arrest issued by the competent authority. But in instances where the delay of obtaining that warrant of arrest might defeat the very purpose of the arrest, police officers are allowed to search without the warrant if the owner of the property consents thereto. So we're hoping that they are following the prescripts of the law in conducting those searches. I'm not privy to the circumstances under which the current searches are being conducted.
Okay. And then, of course, Shamila Batoi is having regular meetings, and the NPA top brass also having regular meetings with the Hawks and with all the other law enforcement agencies as well, just in terms of dealing with the violence over the last few days. What's happening in terms of the different agencies working together?
There is clear collaboration between prosecution and the investigative arm of the criminal justice system in ensuring that we work in a coordinated and integrated approach in order to ensure that cases that come through the system have been thoroughly assessed, and that when we do prosecute, there's sufficient evidence to build up a formidable case against the accused persons. But of importance is the fact that these arrests and subsequent prosecutions must act as a deterrent to others and restore the public confidence in the NPA, in the rule of law, and the entire criminal justice system.
Advocate Mthunzi Maiga, the NPA national spokesperson, thank you very much for your time. So listen to what he is saying. The most serious charge that they are prosecuting is incitement to violence. And that's because they haven't been brought the evidence. The arrests haven't been made of the people responsible for this attempted insurrection. And that is so worrying for me at this stage, is that the security cluster keeps telling us, and the president keeps telling us, there are these 12 people that have been identified. Well, where are the 12 people, and when are they going to get arrested?